Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Biggs was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
When perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were fucking and taking his punch.
Making women dresses like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, baby. Yes, right. We are back with another spontaneous edition. And today we will be talking Adrian Broner right now. We just got noticed that Mikey Garcia is live on his Instagram. Somebody needs to head on over there and holler at him. I'm telling you, find out, is this rumor true? For those just tuning in, what we will be talking about today is the rumor floating around that Mikey Garcia will be taking on Adrian Broner in July. Now, right here at the Boxing Voice, hashtag TBV podcast, we told you last night that Broner was scheduled to be in a big fight in July. And now rumors are surfacing to Mikey Garcia. We threw out other names. This one didn't really land on our radar. No one stopped to think about it. So today we will discuss it, not only with my co-host, the hipster hunter all the way in the Golden State, but obviously with you guys, the listeners. So if you want to partake in this particular episode, make sure that you use the call-in number 1-425-569-5241. You need to save that in your mobile phone because we go live daily. Now, our Skype callers can call us internationally absolutely free by adding Nestor Gibbs in Skype as a friend request. That's N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. Now, you remember that those thumbs up, they mean just about everything to me and my co-host. So you go ahead and hit that thumbs up now. In the future, present, past, really doesn't matter. But we're going to head on out to the Golden State.
Dalla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Yes, the hipster's here. Haters beware. And when you know, we were talking about Adrian Broner, you know, potentially getting him into big fights because he mentioned he has a big fight in July. We mentioned some names. And you, Ness, specifically said no to most of those names because you don't think that Al Heyman's cashing out Adrian Broner. I think a Mikey Garcia fight is a cash out of Adrian Broner. I mean, that is the way to get Mikey Garcia to be a household name, at least in terms of the entire boxing community, at least, is by beating Broner. Anyone that beats Broner becomes a name within this sport. So it seems like a cash out if this is true. And obviously, we have no idea. You know, we have Fight Hype, Bad Left Hook, and Boxing News 24 all reporting this. Again, we do not know what is fact or fiction in this case. But if it happens, it's a big fight. I'm hyped if it happens. And it seems like we may get a cash out of Adrian Broner sooner than expected against an opponent that we did not expect at all, I would say.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily call this a cash out. How do we know that the young Adrian Broner isn't daring to be great, put himself back in good graces, not only with the fans, but with the boxing writers, get himself back on that pound for pound? I mean, a win over Mikey Garcia erases just about everything, I think, temporarily in the boxing fans' eyes. What about you?
I think that can you repeat the question specifically again? Sorry.
A win over Mikey does it not erase Broner's checkered
past? Yes, it does. 100%. It does. I mean, if Broner beats Mikey Garcia, he's back into the conversation of fighting anyone, I would say. He's back in the term in the money fight realm of where he can fight pretty much anyone because he becomes the guy again. You know, he beats arguably a pound for pound guy, an undefeated boxer, a guy that a lot of us expect is the best lightweight right now on the planet, and a guy a lot of us would like to maybe go up to 140 sooner than expected and fight guys like a Terrence Crawford or people like that, or maybe take super fights against Lomachenko. We wanted Mike Garcia to take a super fight for a long time. Adrian Broner at this point is still a super fight.
He definitely falls in that realm. I mean, if this fight becomes official, people are going to be clamoring for this one, no doubt. I have to believe that. And it is a big fight. Now, what's strange to me, well, I guess it can't be strange with PBC or whatever we've been getting, whatever version of these Al Haymon fighters we've been getting. They haven't been on pay-per-view, but this strikes me as something that they could have probably at least flirted with that possibility.
The possibility of what, though?
Broner, Mikey Garcia on pay-per-view. Could it not at least been floated? Is this just a regular fight? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm totally happy that we are at the day and age where boxing gives us, you know, Thurman Garcia, Thurman Porter, all those types of fights, and Mikey and, you know, Broner fall into that category, and we get that kind of, you know, the same way. I'm good with that, but from an economic standpoint, was this a realistic pay-per-view?
I think it was obviously this is just pure speculation, but I think it's probably floated around the idea. If this fight is in negotiations, the idea of this being on pay-per-view makes a little sense. I mean, this fight is big, and it's bigger than I would say Terrence Crawford, Victor Postol, and that was pay-per-view. So if that's the litmus test now for what is pay-per-view, is Crawford Postol, then yeah, Mike Garcia Broner is pay-per-view. Now, I don't think that happens. I think Al Haymon and Showtime have really worked diligently to not have pay-per-view. There's a reason they did not cut the boxing budget for Showtime this year, unlike HBO. So I think it's probably going to be on Showtime. That's my assumption of it, is that Showtime has invested so much money in A, Broner, and B, Mikey Garcia. Both guys have headlined Showtime cards this year. Steven Espinoza says he would like this fight on Showtime. That to me is where this fight will end up, is on Showtime. And honestly, Adrian Broner needs to be on a premium subscription-based network like Showtime, because he will be a nightmare PR-wise on CBS or NBC in situations like that. I know he has fought on those platforms before, but he is a nightmare PR-wise on those platforms. On Showtime, he's less of a nightmare. It's more acceptable on that network.
Now, stylistically, I feel like I need to be saying this is a nightmare for Broner. Is it not? I mean, Mikey was known in the past to kind of go the Klitschko right, jab, jab, right hand, and things would get a little bit boring until the 8th, 10th round, and he would knock his guy out. He doesn't throw as that many punches as the typical Mexican.
He doesn't fight like the typical Mexican either.
No, of course not. He's more like the Juan Manuel Marquez and Saul Canelo Alvarez Mexican than he is the Orlando Salido, which he fought. But is there a world where Broner can actually win this fight? Simply because Mikey isn't as high-paced as typical Mexicans. He kind of gives you some time to think and breathe, and that kind of it plays into Broner's swag, does it not?
No, 100%. That was the thinking I had when this fight was announced, that Mikey Garcia tends to be a slow starter, and Adrian Broner usually does very good in the first four to six rounds, while Mikey Garcia usually does his least amount of work in those rounds. Maybe not bad work, but it's the least amount in terms of just quantity. So I think that, like you said, it would give him time to breathe. It would give Broner time to breathe, give Broner the space and the pace, really, to set his own tempo. to set his own shots up. And Broner is still an accurate hitter. He's still a good puncher. He's still a good boxer in all intents and purposes. Yes, he has flaws. We all know his flaws. Is Mikey Garcia the guy to expose those flaws? I don't know. I think he's a better boxer, in my opinion. I think Mikey Garcia wins this fight if it were to happen. But it's still a very good fight. It's still a 60-40 fight. It's still a fight where I can see Broner winning on the scorecards. Definitely.
I think so. We got Igloo put up a comment here. It says, Mikey kills Broner. Mikey will touch Broner with the jab all night and eventually KO Broner. TBV. With the jab. I mean, he is disciplined behind the jab. He really is. But I wonder if Broner's slickness, can it be on display in this particular fight because Mikey is not the Maidana-style fighter? That being said, Hipster, he does have Maidana's trainer. The blueprint is there. The footage is there. Even though it's a completely different style, he's going into this one, if this does happen, he's going into this one with, you know, Robert Garcia, who is the mastermind that basically pitched the first blemish on Broner's resume.
I still don't think Mikey Garcia is that type of fighter. I bet there might be moments within rounds within this fight that resemble Maidana Broner, but that's not going to be his overall game plan. I think the idea of sticking behind the jab and just eventually being able to adapt to Broner's timing and eventually setting off his own counter shots, I think that's how Mikey Garcia is eventually going to win on points. I don't think Mikey Garcia knocks out Broner. Broner's a tough guy. For all of Broner's flaws, his durability is not one of them. He is a very tough fighter. So I don't think Mikey Garcia will be able to knock him out cold. Definitely, I don't think that happens. So I think Mikey Garcia eventually just figures Broner out. He figures out that speed. He figures out that style around the 5 to 6 round mark and eventually maybe knocks him down once and wins on points. That's what this fight will look like, in my opinion.
According to Broner and the interview that he had with Kevin Cunningham while kind of being a commentator on Cunningham's show, he said he will be campaigning at 140. Obviously, Mikey wanted to capture multiple titles. He said that he would be ready to move up for a big fight. This smells like a big fight. There's no title on the line, but does the winner of this, does he outdo Ndongo? Is he like the real, like the fight fans mandatory for Crawford, or should Crawford still go that Ndongo route? I mean, because this is 140. These guys are about to make some noise in a division that already has a king.
So from what Bob Arum has said, he wants Terrence Crawford to fight in July, the same month as this rumored fight is being negotiated for. So I don't see Terrence Crawford sitting out and waiting for the winner of this fight. Because, again, it could be Adrian Broner, and I don't know if Adrian Broner fights Terrence Crawford. Mikey Garcia, on the other hand, wants big fights.
Let me tell you this. I spoke to Crawford last week, and even though he's not the best interview, that is the only part of the interview in which we kind of went back and forth. And he at least understands that the Broner fight, everyone will pay for his words.
Yeah, exactly. But again, I don't think Broner wants the Crawford fight. Broner, I think,
I don't know. If you're talking pay-per-view, I mean, that's where the money is. You know, once you start getting that dollar for every buy or whatever your promoter and manager negotiate, that's where the money is. Now, obviously, 50,000 units is not going to be any money, and it's going to be a loss. But exactly. Broner, Crawford after this.
What does that do, though? What does that do? I don't know.
Tell me, Crawford after this performance and Broner just with his namesake, because we can't really use Broner's Granados performance. It's not like it, you know, made any ripple effects through the boxing industry, but his name holds weight.
Yeah, but this is a what have you done for me lately sport, unfortunately, for the casual consumer fan, at least. It's a what have you done for me lately sport. So when they see a Crawford name, they sort of know who Crawford is. They may have seen a couple of his fights. some highlights maybe. Heard him mentioned on HBO a few times. They definitely didn't buy the Victor Postol fight. They definitely never saw that fight. That's the fans we're talking about, right? Is the people that did not see that fight that may buy it.
What we do know is that at least a Crawford fan.
But we're not talking about Crawford fans. Crawford fans buy that 50,000 unit pay-per-view. Those were Crawford fans.
I'm talking about the million that he fight. He fights in front of a million every time.
But that's a million watching boxing.
I understand. I understand. Just walk with me. Walk with me. He fights in front of a million. The right announcement could attract that million is what I'm saying. Broner has a decent highlight reel. There's like, a lot of Broner on the internet. You know what I mean?
Like a Canelo Chavez post-fight where they introduced Triple G, like that sort of.
Well,
where you got Broner walking in the ring with his entourage or something like that.
Listen to me. I wasn't even thinking that far, but you're absolutely right. That worked for them, and Broner would be perfect for that role.
Yeah, because
you know how he would come in strutting once they play some sort of music. He'd probably come in with Rick Ross or some shit, Young Thugger or something, you know, walking him into that one.
Right? Yeah, I'll be down. I'll be down for that.
I mean,
back to your point very fast.
We're not high on him. I understand, but he's a brand.
But he is. But again, pulling numbers on Showtime and HBO is just drastically different than buying pay-per-view. That's just been proven. That guys that can pull big numbers on HBO or Showtime may not translate to pulling big numbers of pay-per-view. Triple G is a prime example. Andre Ward is a prime example. Sergey Kovalev, prime example. Unfortunately, that is just the case of the industry today. I'm not faulting any of those guys, but that is just the case that we have Triple G Jacobs doing 160,000 pay-per-view buys. We have Andre Ward Kovalev for pound-for-pound title.
Interest. Let me ask you something. Who's bigger? Who's known more in America? Adrian Broner.
Or any of those guys?
Or Gennady Golovkin, Daniel Jacobs, Terrence Crawford. Go ahead. You name them.
That is the argument. That is the counter argument. That Broner's bigger than all these guys individually.
And that's why he makes this one. He makes Crawford.
But what is the pay-per-view buy rate? Is it 2,000?
Because we're getting off topic. Obviously, with Garcia, I don't necessarily think with Garcia it's a pay-per-view. Garcia's coming off of this Zlatan win, someone that we never heard of. You know, outside of that, he had a long layoff. He and Broner is not a pay-per-view. Not right now. I mean, could they force it? Probably. Because of Broner.
Now, what about this?
But Broner Crawford is a pay-per-view certified.
We get Crawford and Dongo in July. After we get Broner, Mikey Garcia, the winner of this fight walks out to the winner of Julius and Dongo, Terrence Crawford.
I would love to live in
your Canelo world. Style.
I would love to live in your world.
That'd be a nice world.
I just want them to actually listen and do it. Let's get out to the callers, man. Let's knock this one out. You guys know the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time if you want to voice your opinion here on this topic on the Voice of the People hotline. We're going to go out to San Francisco. Larry, talk to us.
Hey, big up to the boxing voice. Hey, I hate going first, but I guess it is what it is. Hey, I'm excited. This is a fight I want to see. Really, though, you put anybody in with Broner, there's some level of excitement to it. But Mikey Garcia, for sure, sign me up. Question, did I hear right, Matt?
Went to one of them dead spots in San Fran?
That was so sad.
I know. He'll be back.
He will be. It is Larry.
It is. Let's get out to...
Ohio. If you go like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio. Yo, what's up, man?
What up?
I hope it ain't true, man. I hope it ain't true, man. Because if this is true, man, then he's just looking for some money to cash out, man. I don't.
You're
I mean, at the end of the day, man, if he's going to fight at 140, a weight that he proved that he couldn't make, what, two times or three times in a row? He missed weight for whatever reason, and he's going to go and try to kill himself to make 140 to fight an obvious, highly skilled, elite fighter, Mikey Garcia. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster, man. I mean, we can't sit here as at least hardcore boxing fans and look at the facts and be like, yo, this is going to be a competitive fight.
Jay Will, he's in Florida right now, melting that fat off in Palm Beach. He's already in training camp.
Come on, man. Hey, man, look, the one thing I want to say is this, man. Because what disappointed me was his last fight, he said he was so focused. You know, this is a different AB, yada, yada, yada. Come weigh in. Oh, let me get 2 extra pounds. Come on, man. It's at the end of the day, man, he should be making 140, but for whatever reason, he doesn't make 140. And all of a sudden, he's going to fight again. Mikey Garcia, a dog. He's not. I mean, it's like, let me see how much. If I can't get the Pacquiao fight, let me go ahead and get this Mikey Garcia fight. That's all he's doing, man. And it's sad, man. But I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, he's about that money, and I guess that's the right decision to get that money.
Well, all right, Jay Will, let me go down the line here. We got Mirza in New York. What up?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What up, what up?
All right, great. So, how do I start now? Yo, I really don't want this fight to happen at all. First off, like Broner in the past couple of fights, he got fucked up by Sean Porter. All right, a fight that I actually thought he might have, I thought he was going to end up actually winning, got fucked up. He fought Ashley Theophane. He did decent against him. Then he fought Granados. Granados wasn't even really that impressive. I'm going to say this right now. I don't feel like the fight should happen at all. First off, the guy's already, he's charged with contempt charge. He's already been put in jail for 3 days. It's not, forget his fighting, his boxing career in itself is already messing up. You can already see how the end is coming close. The fact that he's getting in trouble with the law so oftenly, and he's not going to be able to focus. And you can say this about any boxer. Any boxer that comes along, there will be trouble. There can be problems. But if you're really going into that many problems with the fucking law, you got no time to focus. And on top of that, he can't even make weight. I don't see how he's going to fight against a quick, strong, powerful, accurate Mikey Garcia. He's going to get fucked up. And therefore, I feel like the fight should not happen. Especially if it's pay-per-view. No one's buying the pay-per-view. So I don't even want to hear that.
Well, all right. Mirza, thanks for calling in. Listen, remember, this is the rumor mill. I mean, numerous media outlets are reporting this one. But at this point, all speculation. Broner did announce on his Instagram and on various interviews that he will be fighting in July. And Mikey announced on an Ellie Setback interview that he will be fighting in July. So they're both also in camp. So it's interesting to say the least, hipster. But let me ask you, is it about time that we start using the Canelo, Alvarez, Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, on Broner? Should he be deducted millions, if not hundreds of thousands, depending on the purse? Should he be not
That's
deducted?
Already put in place. Every commission has 20%.
No. Not just the 20, bro. Not just the 20. We need more. Broner consistently comes in overweight as the last caller. Both previous callers indicated. Chavez made the weight because he knew that million would hurt. How do you hurt a fighter or a celebrity? In his pockets. That's how you hurt him.
That would be upon his opponents to do that.
Exactly.
So exactly. Anyone that fights Broner, if you don't want him to come in overweight, then stipulate that in the contract. Otherwise, he comes in overweight. It happens, you know.
Andre Diakonu on the check-in says Broner needs the dough to pay for them court fees and attorney bills.
And that entourage.
I mean, a contempt of court, I mean, this is you don't need that much money for that. But you always need money if you're Adrian Broner. According to Kevin Cunningham, they were out with all the celebs, and Broner knows everyone. So they've been having some fun, even though he's down there working. We're going to go out to D in Atlanta. Talk to us.
Yo, what's good, Nash?
What up?
I got Adrian Broner with the upset, stopping Mike Garcia in 10 rounds. First of all, even though he got, what's his Robert Garcia as a coach, he doesn't have Madonna's chin. He's still been peeling his ass a few times. And one thing we know about Adrian Broner, he got the hand speed and the power. He got the hand speed and power to stop anybody. Plus, we keep talking about he missed the weight. Last time he missed weight with Ashley Theofre, the last fight, he changed the weight. So technically, he hasn't missed weight over a year. We keep talking about how he keep missing weight all his fights. Every time we get close to the fight, he changed the weight. So technically, he hasn't missed weight. Really hasn't missed weight only one time. And we keep talking, and we keep disrespecting this guy like he doesn't have the power. So he's the only fighter I know that put Sean Porter on his butt. Say what you want. Keith Thurman couldn't even do that. So people keep disrespecting like he don't have the power or speed or something like Garcia, the same fighter that has been throwing his butt a few times in his career. So he has the power to stop him. I just see Mike Garcia getting stopped. He get hit one good time, and he ain't the same.
D, great call, man. You're the first guy to call in and actually pick Broner on this one. And he made some good points, Matt. Even though you're buried in sound bites and negativity, Broner is the only guy that holds a knockdown on Sean Porter, who continues to prove how elite and durable he is. And Broner is one of the guys that Marcos Maidana will say hit him the hardest in his career. So the power is there, and he's absolutely right. I love doing this show. I love having these callers and having them remind us, hey, Mikey got fucking put down by Roman Rocky Martinez, bro. So caller making some sense. We're going to go out to Zaid on Skype. Is this your first time calling in?
No, brother. It's second or third time, bro.
All right, brother. Talk to us.
What's up, brother? I 3 a.m. in the UK, but I love you. Show great work. If this fight happens, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to watch it. It's going to be a good fight, entertaining fight, but it's not really my first choice. I'd rather see Mikey against someone like Linares or Lomachenko in the summer. But I think from Mikey Garcia's point of view, this is the perfect move, I think. I think if he wins, it sets up a perfect fight with Terence Crawford at 140. If he loses, he's still a champion, still a unification fight with the other champs at 135. But yeah, it would be a good fight. But I don't know if this fight will even happen, you know. If the rumors were true that Broner didn't want to fight Pacquiao for $5 million, I don't know. Will you fight Mikey Garcia for less? You could argue it's a big risk as well. So I don't know if Broner will even take this fight, you know. I mean, the last two guys he's fought haven't been great. The only elite competition he fights, he's lost, to be honest. I'd rather see Mikey Garcia, if he's fine at 140, I'd like to see him fight Crawford after Crawford fights Ndongo and unifies the division. But that's my call, bro. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Damn, Matt, all I did was say that the last caller made some good points, and I am being attacked. It is insane. Has Larry called back in?
Larry, we also have him.
All right. So we'll go to Larry because he dropped off. Bring him on. Larry's trap phone?
Yep.
Larry on a trap. Larry does not sound like he would ever have a trap phone.
No trap phones here. Just the landline when things start going wrong on the cell. Hey, but homeboy who just called in stole my point. As much as I like this fight, my first thought is, why would Broner fight Mikey Garcia possibly on pay-per-view, but possibly on Showtime, when he could have had a fight with Manny Pacquiao for more money and more exposure? In my opinion, both are going to be L's, but if I'm going to take an L, I'm going to take an L and get paid for it. Do y'all have any insight on that?
I mean, but Broner has consistently gotten a million like 1.2 million, 1.25 million, 1.5 million. I think that at this point, we got to remember Danny Garcia and Sean Porter. I mean, Danny and Keith, what they made, $2 million each.
Yep.
But that was a huge fight. That was a huge fight. So the pay grade is there. Broner knows that those days are gone. If he wants real money, he's going to have to get in the ring just the way that Sean, Keith, Danny, those guys have been doing. He's not going to get those big paydays anymore. I just don't think. I mean, I wish we could find out. Has anybody said what he made for that last one with Granados?
It was like 1.2. I'll check.
Still making 1.2 for that guy? Shit, I remember he made 1.2 for Paulie. Go ahead, Larry. Don't worry about it. Jesus.
Yeah, no, I hear you. As much as I would love to pocket 1.2, that's chump change when you're talking about a Manny Pacquiao fight, though. That's a fourth of what he would get on the low end. So, but that's
very quickly, it was 1 million exactly.
For which fight?
The Granados. Yeah.
Yo, you see what I'm saying? The dude is still a name. He's still getting that. That's crazy. That's crazy. And he said on that show, yo, they asked me, who out of the three names would I pick? And I said, wait, so I get the same million? Now that we know it's a million, he said, because he said, do I get the same amount for any one of those guys? And they said, yeah, and he took fucking his spawn partner. But I'm telling you, I just don't feel, Larry, like that's something that you can consistently do. History has shown us, especially in the last 2 years, that, yeah, these guys can have some lob balls, but then they're going to be put in there. Broner himself, he's gotten those easy paydays to fatten up the bank account, but then he gets fed to Sean Porter or he gets fed to Maidana. And now, in this case, sounds like for the Broner fans or haters, rather, he's being fed to Mikey.
And I think he is getting fed to Mike. I think Mikey's a better fighter. Better technically. I think the power is pretty equal. Broner's power, I think, is a bit overstated. As most of his damage was done at the lower weight classes. But I think the technical skill and the footwork and the Garcia jab will be the difference. But, hey, keep coming with these immediate react shows. I appreciate it, fellas.
Thank you, Larry. Matt, Broner, he's in a tough predicament, man. But like I said, history, I mean, does it sound like it's about that time? You think, like, you know, he got a couple of gimmies, then he got the Maidana, then he got a couple of gimmies, then he got the Sean Porter, now he got a couple of gimmies. Sounds like it's about time.
If that is the formula that they have been doing, which it has seemed and it has sounded like, yeah, he's due for a big fight. He's due for a hard fight too, not just a big fight. So a Mikey Garcia fight equals both, in my opinion. I could see him getting a payday of $2 million, $2.5 million for that. Broner's gonna get paid more than all these guys. That's just a fact. So like when we compare like Thurman Garcia payouts. Broner's payout's always going to be more when he's in a big fight, just like them.
Walk with me here. What about if we're in a perfect world and, you know, Heyman calls up Oscar and he's like, hey, man, it's time to make that Garcia-Linares unification. And, you know, Oscar's like, fucking kidding me, bro? No way am I going to serve up Linares to Mikey. Mikey's been out the game. He's been out the game. And he schools him. He says, look at what we just did with Triple G. Everybody thought he was hot when he wasn't, and we made it hot. So get Mikey hot. And maybe that's what Broner is. For then later on, that unification with Linares can mean something, no? No? You waving your head? Oh, man.
Is Broner the way to get to Linares? That makes a little sense to me. Linares is the step down in terms of payout.
And in terms of popularity, right?
I mean, I love Linares. You know me. Whenever I've talked about Linares, I've said that he's like a second ballot Hall of Famer, if that's such a thing. But it's not a thing. But if it was, he's a second ballot Hall of Famer. But you don't fight Broner to get to Linares.
Yeah.
You fight Broner to get to like a Crawford, to get to a Manny Pacquiao, to get to a Keith Thurman. That's who you fight Broner for, is to get to those names, those heavy hitters of 140 and 147.
Makes sense, man. Let's get back out to these callers.
Luke, the ringer from New Jersey.
Where's he at? Bring him in.
I got him. Luke.
Yo, yo, yo. Luke from Jersey. What up, Ness? What up, hipster?
What up?
I love this fight. I love Mikey. Really big on Mikey. Mikey displayed a really beautiful jab, monster power in his last fight. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time Broner put someone in a coma the way Mikey did in his last fight?
No, I mean, he doesn't put anyone in a coma.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Exactly. I hope they put this fight at the Barclays. I would definitely go. But regarding ticket prices, you guys were way, way off the other day. You guys were saying like $600 is way too much to pay for seats. I paid $500 for lower bowl seats at Barclays for Thurman versus Garcia. And then if you compare that to Golovkin versus Jacobs, similar seats were like $900. So Canelo versus Golovkin, you want good seats, you're paying thousands. Like, that's just the bottom line. And you guys... So that's where I would like to see it at Barclays. But Mikey's footwork, it's amazing, man. The balance.
Well, the rumor is that it will be happening in Barclays.
I hate the Barclays Center.
Yeah, that would be really good because Heyman likes to put his stuff on there. Why do you hate it?
He's a hater.
I just don't like it. Pittsburgh Brew knows why. That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
Regarding the weight, Mike Broner likes to eat way too much to make 140. Like, there's no reason he shouldn't be making 140. He just likes to eat too damn much. You see him with nachos. You see him with burgers. I'm pretty sure he's still drinking. So, Mikey's just going to, he's going to body bag that guy. Thanks for the show.
All right, Luke, thanks for calling in. Who we got up? We got...
Hold on, very quickly. We've had several people live donate. Modest Way, Boxing King 22, Andre Diacono, a bunch of people have donated live. Thank you. That's a new feature on YouTube, so check it out.
It is. Modest Way actually wants you to follow him on chat. He said his message is Mikey Ambroner. Follow me on Instagram. Modest Way, you're going to have to now give us your Instagram. You should have put that in the
comments. I think it's just at Modest Way. So.
Yeah, let's go with at Modest Way right now. Fern says, where's that five go to, YouTube or Ness? Well, no, it definitely goes to the YouTube of TBV. That's where it ends up going. Let's get to Daniel in Houston. But best believe that $5 is gonna buy me and the hipster some iced coffee in Florida come fight night on the Border Wars week. Daniel, talk to us.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, man, I like this fight. I think it's very interesting. It's something, like, it's one thing you don't expect. But I was watching the Benavidez fight, and they were talking about the PBC schedule, and they said they have a primetime fight on Fox in July. Could that be the date that Mikey and Broner could fight, or one of them two fight on that date?
What date did they say? Is it middle? Is it middle July?
I'm not sure.
I hope I'm not in fucking Florida when this one is official.
I think so. It's somewhere in the middle. I think the 21st, I think. Around there. But, whenever I heard that this fight was happening, they kept saying July, and then I saw the schedule, I was like, well, that makes sense. So, maybe it's true. Maybe this fight is happening. I like it. That's my call, y'all.
Daniel, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to go out to...
If Broner, in July 15th...
You're breaking up. Try talking right into your mic. I don't know.
Talking into my mic.
Really?
Yes, I am. Really? Yes, really. Now, if this fight is at the Barclays Center July 15th, does that screw up Border Wars?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
We got guys.
Okay, that's right. We got guys.
He is like Dr. Octopus, or is it Octavius? I don't know. Whatever. The villain in Spider-Man, all right? We got many arms. So while we're doing one thing, someone else will be doing other things. Let me get to Gabe in Salt Lake City. You're up.
Yo, what's up? What's going on, TBB? But, man, I have to agree with you, Ness. I think this is a build-up fight for Mikey, but not for Linares. I'd have to agree with Matt. I think this might set up the Crawford fight to get some negotiation on their side, especially if it's on Fox, like this other caller was just saying. Like, I think it's to build up Mikey for future Crawford fight. I feel like Mikey's new, like, one of Heyman's new stars that he's kind of already built, and he's just going to ride the train with them. Plus, he partly has Schaefer behind Mikey, too, because I always see Schaefer around Mikey. So, I don't know. But, yeah, that's my call, man. Thanks.
Gabe, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to go out to Washington, D.C. Marcus, you're up.
Yo, man. Finally, somebody made a real fight, right, recently for Broner. They keep talking about people, Mikey getting his build-up off of Broner. I mean, Broner is getting $1 million or so a fight, but why they ain't never experiment with trying to put Broner on pay-per-view if he's this huge star? I'm still trying to understand that.
Wait. You know when he was supposed to do the pay-per-view? When he was with Oscar, Marcos Maidana was supposed to be pay-per-view with Schaefer, and then, you know, they got a little nervous, but then Broner lost. Had he won that, the rumors were he was supposed to get Floyd.
So the whole thing is that maybe they trying to build Broner up to get him the pay-per-view, because, be honest with you, he's more ready to be pay-per-view than Mikey is, because Mikey's just a boring kind of personality. I think he's a super fighter. But I think maybe with Mikey kind of having this resurgence and it being elite, they're trying to move Broner to pay-per-view. Because, I mean, just think about it. They got all these other fighters that have been making pay-per-view or have been on the bigger fights, and they've never been able to capitalize on Broner pay-per-view. And that's kind of crazy, right? But as far as the fight itself, I mean, it's a good fight. You know, a motivated Broner less than 140 pounds is a dangerous fighter. But I just think that a technically sound Mikey may have the edge. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I still have to see how they're doing in training camp. But if Broner's motivated, I have to agree with what he said on the one interview. He is 30-0, 140 and down. He only has those losses at weights above 140. So we'll see. You know, good fight. I'm glad they made the fight. July would be an outstanding time because it won't be that big of a layover for Canelo and Gennady. Will have good fights coming out along with Border Wars, and man, I think that'll be good. Right now, if I had to pick, I'd take Mikey with a slight edge, unanimous to majority decision. If Broner comes in at 140, I think we got a war. So that's my call.
Marcus, as always, great call. Just FYI, guys, head on over to theboxingvoice.com/videos. Check out the Appreciation Night video. Check out that last caller right there, Marcus from D.C., receiving an award for excellent calls like that, man. Always on point. Class and Bound, another guy with tons of knowledge. What's going on, brother? How do you like this matchup? It's on the rumor mill.
All right. So, Mikey Garcia, Adrian Broner. I really like that fight. At 135, other than, I mean, the possibility of a Loma fight, I don't think that fight's going to happen for a while. But I like this fight for both guys because, as we said, Adrian Broner has only been beaten, like, at welterweight. Anything lower, he's been undefeated. I think this is a crossroads fight for both fighters. I think they're just trying to figure out who they're going to go forward with after this fight, because if it happens, then it's like Broner's got the personality. Broner's got like the star and he just gets under your skin enough to like you want to see him, and he's got skills. Mikey Garcia, on the other hand, this is his time. He needs to take advantage of this if this fight happens, because it's do or die for him, because his career's been on hold for like 2+ years. So I think it's an excellent fight, and I would love to see it. But that's all I've got.
Class and Bound, great call. Hey, hipster. Let me remind you something else, okay? People often forget, and now they're really going to call me a Mikey hater now. First, I went from the Broner hater because of how Broner spoke to me. Now I'm going to be the Mikey hater, right? Because people often forget that he got his nose broke and pulled out of that Salido fight. People thought the going was getting tough. Again, it's just too much for me to bank on. like, oh, Broner pushing the pace and Broner coming in weight and Broner actually being in shape. You know, that makes it a little difficult for me to believe that he can win. That's a lot of boxes he needs to check off. But Mikey has been pushed to limits, and he chose certain doors, I guess.
Who's a better boxer? Paulie or Mikey?
Styles make fights, man. Paulie has a very active jab that, you know, kind of nullified Broner. Paulie has that herky-jerky style. Anybody you heard fight talk about Paulie in their fight? I mean, and think about it. It's only great people that beat Paulie. Not great, but good people that beat Paulie. Up until now, at the very end of his career, he's making not true.
No, I said that's true.
Oh yeah, now at the very end of his career, like he's cashing in, so he's fighting guys like Eggington and whoever else he fought for an Italian or European title before that, right? So like, but before that, it was like Cotto was his first loss, was it not?
Yeah, but again, Mikey Garcia. The version of Paulie Malignaggi that Broner fought was still a faded version.
Broner ain't no virgin.
I said version.
Oh, okay.
V-E-R-S-I-O-N. Version. Not virgin. Anyways.
Virgin making weight.
Digressing to my point, Nestor Gibbs. I know you want to defend your boy, Broner. Trying to get on his good graces again. But the version that of Paulie that Broner fought was still a faded version of that. And I think Mike Garcia is such a top-notch boxer. His skills is pound-for-pound worthy in terms of boxing skill. His resume may not be pound-for-pound, but his skills are, for sure. I think he's going to give a guy like Broner a ton of issues just because he's a better boxer. Leaps and bounds a better boxer.
Well, let's get back out to these callers. We got Marty Sway. Thanks for the donation, Marty Sway. You might as well give that Instagram so that people can actually follow you.
Yeah, it's Marty Sway 16,
man. Ah, so Matt was half right.
Yeah.
I was close.
Well, yeah, man, I don't care about Adrian Broner. He's locked up anyways. They're not going to make that fight with Mikey.
That's only 3 days, buddy. That's only 3 days. And you never do the whole amount of time, you know? So if you've got three, probably getting out like a day or some change.
But didn't he have like another case pending? Like he already got like other charges from that.
Marty Sway.
Like when his car got shot up.
Marty Sway, it sounds like he needs some money. He got charges pending. He got cases. He needs lawyers. It sounds like he needs some money. Maybe he's going to jail. He's got to put some money away. He's got like 8 children it is, or 6 children.
But I thought he was supposed to fight Jorge Linares.
Well, maybe that's the big fight. Listen, this is a rumor. We're not saying this is factual. This is coming from Fight Hype, you know, and Ellie Setback. Everybody's piecing these things in together. Could it be Linares? I don't know. But remember, Linares is with Golden Boy Oscar De La Hoya.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Ness, that's my call, man.
All right, Mighty Sway, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to China with Scorsese. Talk to us.
Man, Ness, hey, bro, if I was you, the way Adrian Broner done you, I wouldn't even cover him no more, bro. Like,
why, I'm not why, worried. Why? Listen to me. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to do what I got to do, and he's going to continue to say the things that he needs to say. But the bottom line still is this. He's not on a pound for pound. The people that laugh at me.
You should have put this. Mikey Garcia gonna handle my light work, and then parentheses Adrian Broner. That's about the light work thing.
No need, man. No need. I understand.
No, it ain't no understanding. This dude, look, I tried to be cool as about him as possible, like I was gonna do business with him in the future. I tell you right now, I don't think I would want to do business with Adrian Broner. Like, man, look. I'm like the Mighty Sway. Who finna do something for Adrian? Man, he keep on fucking up. Like, I just don't see it, man. I don't see it. I'm praying that people quit putting the Adrian Broner tag on Lil Tank Davis because it just ain't right. Just don't do him like that. I pray don't nobody end up like this fella here, man. What he done to you, I ain't even finna sit up here and act like that's cool and like you should rub that off your shoulder. I'm telling you, you should have put light work in the title and him in parentheses. Simple as that. I hope Mikey Garcia put in work for you. That's my call.
It won't do nothing, baby. It won't do nothing. Broner is still going to be Broner, all right? Broner, I mean, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't he called Mayweather a bitch ass? Come on, man.
It's like, Broner. Who cares?
And that's Mayweather, who would easily take him. Like, come on, man. So that's just his demeanor. There's nothing you can do.
And let's be honest.
I'm not saying let's forgive it, but at the same time, I'm not about to say stay stuck in a rut for Broner. Like, look, he wants me to title the show. No. This is the show. Now let it be the fight. You know? He's going to have to pay the piper. I am not the piper. I sit behind the mic.
I'll put it this way. As media, we get into, you know, quote-unquote altercations with boxers and trainers and stuff like that. It happens. It's nothing personal on our side. We're just doing our job.
Yeah. I mean, listen. Shit, Charlo's wanted to beat us up the other day for no reason. I'm like, damn. I thought we covered you a lot over here these days. I don't know. Sal, young Mike Tyson, what's going on?
Yo, what's good, Boxing Plus? What's up with you guys? Man, I'm going to keep it nice and short, bro. Adrian Broner will get that ass whooped by Mikey Garcia. He's more serious about the sport, bro. Broner's fucking out of shape, fat, always in and out of jail, always apologizing. And that's that, man. Mikey's always been putting in that work. Even after those 2 years old, he was in his brother training camp putting in work with sparring partners. That's all I got to say.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Sal, we're going to go out to Ishmael in Sacktown. Talk to us.
TBV, what's going on?
One moment, Ishmael. What's the message, producer? Or was that a mistake?
No, that wasn't a mistake. I think we skipped someone in the queue. That's all.
Who? Anyway, we'll get to him after Ishmael. Talk to us.
So we're going to burn the rushes out of Mikey Room, right? I really don't see it happening. One, what weight they gonna meet at? Like, Broner haven't made 140 and I don't know how long. Even if he had a $5 million purse, he ain't gonna get down to 140. I don't think his body is ready. He's not disciplined enough to do it. If Mikey got to go up to 147 to face him, I think it's a bunch of other big things out there they could do. But if it did happen at 147, I'd take Broner. Anytime he's a bigger man and he get the bully big dog his way around, he makes it happen. As far as the fight happening at the Barclays Center, that 7/15 date is held for Deontay and whoever else he's going to match up with. And then it seemed like they'll put two super welters on the undercard.
7/15. Ain't 7/15 that is a Saturday? I thought that was a Friday.
Yeah, 7/15. Lou DiBella's supposed to put the first card at that rebuilt Nassau Coliseum. So he said he was gonna make the big announcement on who was gonna be there this week.
Man, he can't put fucking Wilder in them sticks. He ain't putting Wilder way out there.
Lou DiBella got that's what the word is. Lou DiBella got a 7-fight deal with the Barclays Center for 2017. That'll be the fourth event, 4 out of 7.
Oh, you saying Barclays? I thought you said Nassau Coliseum. You got to get it straight here. You saying two different locations. You saying Barclays, then you saying Nassau Coliseum.
It's all part of the Brooklyn Boxing. So that's part of the 7-fight deal.
Yeah, oh, that's fine. But you said Deontay 7/15 in Nassau, or is it Barclays? Yeah.
Nassau.
That seems strange.
That's supposed to be the opening. So Lou DiBella was at one of his little small cards, and so I forget who it was that interviewed him, but he said he got a big announcement coming this week. It's a fight 7/15, which is also the day that.
Man, you broke up or you went out. 7/15 starting to make me nervous, Matt.
Very quickly, who interviewed him? That was our boy Adam Spearberg. I believe I pronounced his last name right. From TBV, he interviewed that. Go check it on our YouTube page, YouTube/. The Boxing Boys?
I thought it was Sperber.
Is it Sperber?
Ishmael, you there? Your wish.
Hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I heard they supposed to do the first Fox PBC event on the 7/15 date. which is the same date that HBO got that triple header. So it's going to be some competition. If they matching up with that triple header, they got to bring Deontay or some one of their big hitters out to compete with that triple header on HBO 715.
Man, Ish, that is some bad, bad news. I hope not. 715 can't be that crowded. Damn. 412, first time caller, 412. 412.
It's the GOAT.
Oh, Billy GOAT, what up in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. You got a new phone, Billy?
You know who this is. No. My phone's jacked up. I crushed it, so I couldn't call you. It's my other phone. It's my daughter's phone, actually.
All right.
But yeah, I was calling in. I like the topic. I like Brown. I mean, yeah, he lets me down all the time, but I like him. I think it's a good fight. I just don't think we're gonna get it. I think it's a big tease, personally. I think Broner's going to fight another nobody or not fight for a while. He just, you know, he's got that. He seems like he's going down that Zab Judah path. Unless he comes up big in like a Garcia fight I'd love to see him fight Terrence Crawford. I don't know why they're denying us that fight, but that fight needs to happen. That's like, I think that fight should, that's like, I don't know. They need to get behind that fight. But did you see Fight Hype had an interview over there, Floyd and Davis? They were over there. Floyd did an interview. You know how he's taking jabs at Broner here and there. He did an interview saying that fighters that talk about being friends over here, they need to stop talking about being friends with each other and start fighting each other. Did you see that? You know who he's talking to.
Who's he talking to?
Come on, Ness. You did an interview with Earl Spence about it. You know who he's talking to.
Who he's talking to?
He's friends with everybody. Broner. Anybody that's tough that he wants to avoid, he wants to be friends. Garcia, you know, that's his boy. It just seems like everybody that's tough out there, you know, that's his friend. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, Billy,
you've seen it. That's why you said it in the interview.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. But you still want to see this fight.
I want to see this fight. There's a lot of. I want to see Crawford Broner. That's the fight I want to see. It just. I want to see Crawford and Broner so bad. I mean, Broner just he could be so great. He could be so freaking great. He just doesn't. He just seems like he just doesn't follow through 100%. I mean, he could be so good. He just like Zab Judah. Zab Judah could have been so good. He just lacked something, you know. There was always something lacking, you know. But it seems like Broner's the same way. He just can't come up big in the big fights. You know, so talented, but in the big fights, he loses. You know, he should have beat Sean Porter. He really should have. He could have beat Maidana. I just think Maidana was too early. It was too soon. I mean, you know, jumping up two weight classes and taking on a puncher like Maidana, it was just too soon. You know, that was mandatory, but they should have pushed it back another fight at least.
Billy. Thanks for calling in. He's got a point there, man. Maybe that Maidana fight was too soon, but you know we didn't believe that. I know I didn't. Damn, I was on a hype train back then. Man, I went to war with Garcia, Robert Garcia, thinking that Broner would win. I ended up doing push-ups and everything, man. Shh. Fucking bullshit. Pick with my heart on that one, I mean. I'm telling you. What's going on, brother?
Fellas, loving the late night show. Yo, Broner Garcia, I think that's a dope fight. I'm with the goals that not sure if Broner can make the weight, so they must gonna do it at like 143 or something. I don't see him making 140. I just don't see it possible. The other part too is that, you know, it will be lovely to have that on live TV, because I mentioned the other day, Ness, I don't know if that's what you wanted to get at me about, but Broner on a promotional side, he comes with Robert Easter Jr. So I don't see him doing a card that doesn't include Robert Easter Jr. in the co-main, in addition to whatever, you know, Mikey Garcia's got to finagle to make that fight happen. So that night we might get two good fights, you know, Broner Garcia. And by the way, I love Garcia, but I would pick Broner because he's a wild card. If they agree to a weight and he makes that weight, I would pick him because I think he's durable. I don't know if Mikey has fought as durable a guy as Broner. Broner can take it on the chin, and he still got power into the late rounds. Look at what he did with Porter. He cracked Porter on the chin in the late round. You know, it would definitely be a war. And if they did that, even if they did it on live TV, if it was a worthy enough fight, they might take the second one to pay-per-view, or just for the competitive nature. I think this could be something exciting, man. So I like that. You know, it's a good opportunity, man. I ain't gonna hold up the line, man. Y'all fellas keep it moving.
You know, we had a caller call in a couple shows ago, Matt, and you know, they said that these guys don't have their nemesis, right? Like, you know, how Marquez and Pacquiao went at it a bunch of times, and you know, Morales and Barrera, all those guys have, you know, they have those rivalries. And the reason we don't get that is because our generation fighters are not given immediate rematches. There's no immediate rematches.
You don't need immediate rematches to create rivalries.
Hmm.
The Manny Pacquiao Marquez four-fight, you know, saga took place over what, 5 years?
Yeah, but that one is different, bro. That one, I was actually tired of that one.
But you can go back, you know, throughout history, that the series that have made boxing, Sugar Ray Robinson, Jake LaMotta, that series, that took place over 8 years, something like that. You know, the Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran series took place over a decade.
Still could get his Maidana fight then.
I what was that, Ness?
I said, so you're saying Broner could still get his Maidana fight?
No, Maidana's done, man.
No, remember we talked about him coming out of retirement like fucking Robert Duran.
But listen, how heavy he is, he's not coming out of retirement.
Yo, Roberto Duran was fat too. They come with the right check, bro.
Roberto Duran needed that money.
Hey,
doesn't need that money, dude. Made all right,
but again, remember how much they came at Roberto? What it was like 6.5? He fucking threw that weight off, and that was back then.
So, yeah, but 6.5 back then is what? I mean, close.
I understand. Listen to me. I understand, bro. But damn, why are you so fucking pessimistic? Let's live in a happy world, at least while we're on the show. Jeez Louise, guys. This guy is such
a pessimist. I'm the pessimist.
You sound like it right now. We're going to go out. Damn, these phone lines just got lit up. Listen, get on the drive-by, bro. We're not going to be here all night. I got shit to do and a woman to take care of. We're going to 501. First time caller, 501. 501's just listening. 501, 501, 416. 501, 416.
Hello?
Yes? First time caller, my friend?
Hey. Yes, first time caller.
How long have you been listening outside of just today's episode?
Probably for a few months.
All right, so then you know the tradition. I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. You go ahead and let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
From Voter Rock, it's Kay. About the Broner-Mikey Garcia fight. I think it's Broner's trying to cash out, basically. That's what it looks like to make it happen. I mean, when was the last time Broner made 140? Because, I mean, he knows that he needs a big fight, and everywhere around him, you know, you got Crawford, you got all the guys at 147. So maybe he thinks Mikey Garcia might be like the easiest pickings and the biggest name. That's what I think.
All right, Kay and Little Rock, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to go out to the 281, first time caller, 281, first time caller.
Hey, how's it going?
How are
you? How's it going?
It's going good. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to get and play this first-time caller intro. You go ahead and let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Jacob Temple from Austin, Texas. All right, so what I'm wondering, is this indicative of a permanent move-up by Mikey Garcia? Because I'm looking at the timeline. If this Crawford and Dongo fight happens, it's going to be at least September. And then after that, you know, it's going to be at least another 3 or 4 months before he can make a Mikey Garcia fight. And by then, Mikey Garcia would have had to make his mandatory defense of his WBC belt. So if he has to drop a belt to make this Crawford fight, you think he could permanently move up to 140?
Yes.
Well, he definitely spoke about wanting to move up. So if this is out there and this opportunity is lucrative, I'm pretty sure he's dropping the title.
So what do you think happens to 135?
I mean, someone to pick up the pieces.
It says Robert here.
Yeah, it's either going to be Linares or Easter, in my opinion.
Got Terry Flanagan.
All right, well, y'all keep it moving. Thanks for the...
All right, brother.
Yeah, you got Turbo. Turbo could do it.
Matt, you got his name?
Yes.
All Jacob, right, brother.
Austin, Texas.
All right, Texas in the house. Austin. We're going out to... Alex Limon, IG Master. Call him IG Masterface. What up, Alex?
What's up, folks? Hey, man, I think you guys got the wrong Garcia, man. You guys talking about Mikey Garcia. You know, I think we should be talking about Danny Garcia. We're talking about 147. Broner, man, I'm telling you, I just said it in the chat, man. Broner would be in the hospital for trying to make 140. He can't make 140. And then Mikey Garcia, why would he be fighting it? Even if he's, that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, you got Loma, you got Robert Easter. I mean, there's a lot of fights there for him. Why, even if he's going to move up, he's going to go all the way to 147? What's the logic in this? Yes, the money, because Broner is not going to give him no money. A Broner fight, he could get more money fighting Thurman if he want to fight at 147.
Yeah, but Thurman doesn't fight Broner. Danny Garcia doesn't fight Broner. Those guys don't fight Broner. Mikey Garcia does. That's the difference. Mikey Garcia will take the fight, and Broner will. That's the difference. Broner is not going to take the Thurman fight. Broner's not going to take the Danny Garcia fight. Broner's not going to take those fights. But he will take Mikey Garcia.
DSG, what about he coming off that loss? You sure?
How many times has Broner said publicly that he would not fight Danny Garcia? That's his friend.
I have heard that. Well, I don't think the fight's going to happen, in my opinion. And I'm anxious to see Mikey Garcia get in there, though, because I could see him moving up and making a big impact at 147.
A bigger impact.
All right, brother. Well, Alex.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I was just saying Crawford. That's a whole nother call, though, man. It's a whole nother show.
Yo, it is, man. Did you see your post on IG with Antonio Tarver fucking mixing it up right there so much back and forth?
Yes, sir. I sure did. I started that shit.
Yo, insane. Insane. Hey, yo, is he, am I reading this right? Or is he fucking picking Terrence Crawford to beat, I can't even say the name. Matt, could you believe who he's saying Crawford would beat? I think anyway. You're going to have to go to the IG and check it for your fucking self. But number one. He's saying that Crawford's jab is so dominant he would beat Mayweather.
He said,
why is he calling out Pacquiao? He needs to be calling out Money May. And he put the little bag of money.
Right. He did.
Wait, hold on. You don't think Crawford could beat Mayweather in 2017? Now, it's not going to happen. Like, we all know that. But in 2017.
Floyd is on another level, man.
Floyd being 40 years old.
Yo, listen,
being so good. Come
is
on.
Floyd 40 already? Is he the 4-0?
I believe so.
Is he really?
I could be wrong, but
I don't even think Pacquiao's 40 yet.
But Floyd's older.
Man, Google him, bro. Like, we
really. No, I think Mayweather's actually 39 years old right now.
I know, man. This guy right here.
He my God, 39. He's 1 year less than 40. Get the fuck out of here. He's in his 40th year of life.
One of the best fighters of, like, ever.
Crawford's one of the best
fighters. You're acting like he took a couple months off and he's done.
I'm not saying Mayweather will lose. I'm just saying, are we really going to be that, I don't know, blind to the fact that Crawford is that good?
Hell like, yeah, man. Crawford could give Mayweather a very tough fight.
Come on.
Mayweather ain't Pacquiao, bro. That's all I'm saying, bro.
I never said he was Pacquiao.
All right, let me add this real quick. Check this out, Matt. Klitschko was just in the fight of the century, and that guy's 40, like he's 41 years old.
Exactly.
Heavyweight division. Guys last so much longer at heavyweight.
He's 39, guys. He's 39. But listen, yeah, Alex, you got to get the hell out of here. Look at what your Instagram calls. Your Instagram calls this extra off-topic riot. Go head on over to BoxingVoice.com and to @TheBoxingVoice on all forms of social media, especially Instagram, if you want to see, because we have verified fighters chopping it up.
You're going to lie like this? Mayweather's 40, dude. He was born February 24th, 1977. He's 40. He turned 40 this year.
Nah, man.
A couple months ago. What do you mean, nah? I'm looking at his shit.
39.
No, he's not.
This guy's a Mayweather hater, as you can see.
Mayweather hater? Oh, my God.
I mean, that's what you sound like.
How am I a Mayweather hater?
I mean, you know. You
the best fighter I've ever seen in my life.
You're saying that I am crazy for thinking that Terrence couldn't possibly beat Mayweather in 2017.
Zero's chance. You think there's zero chance of Crawford beating?
I'm not saying zero. I'm saying
that there's no possibility of him beating. That means zero.
I'm saying there's a reason he ain't calling out Mayweather. Isn't Mayweather the one keeps warning Crawford that Pacquiao is not as easy? So why don't he step up and be like, don't tell me what was not easy. Show me what ain't.
It's sadness. It's sad.
I'm just saying. That's where the money at. You heard Antonio Tarver. That's where the dough at.
But Mayweather's not going to take the fight. You know that.
Listen. You know there's a route. You know there's a route that he could take.
There isn't a route. You know why? Because Crawford's never going to be a star. And at this
point. Calling out Mayweather? Club Elaine and Mayweather?
He's never going to be that guy. He's never going to be that guy.
You got to Club Elaine Mayweather if you're
Crawford. We know Crawford. He won't do that.
Yo, he'll do it in the ring, though.
Eddie
B, like, shaking my head. Eddie B, what do you want me to do? They drug me down this street. We got to talk about it now. Listen, I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter @NestGTO. This was a great show. It is part of the rumor mill. These are reported. What do we call these? Reported rumors by other publications that we're just discussing. That's why we get to do the fun stuff. You see, these guys got to write and, you know, fact check and all that shit. Yo, we're just talking about
it. Fuck that.
We could just talk. There's a fucking article. We're talking about it. That's how we're doing. Go ahead, brother.
Just very quickly, you know, sort of complete side point. You know, there was a terrorist attack that happened in Manchester the past couple hours.
Wait a minute. Yo, I'm sorry. I know that was like mad serious, but Bama boys talking about Ness, did calling out Mayweather help for Khan? Khan has a chin made out of butter and everyone's fist is hot. And because of the losses, Mayweather was able to toy and joke and get the fans and the Mayweather fans behind him to make Khan irrelevant. You can't do that with Crawford. Crawford has resume. Crawford has skill. Crawford has a lot of experts saying that he is the next guy. You can't just laugh Crawford off. If Crawford wants the Mayweather fight, oh, he could fucking get it Club Elaine style for sure. Why? Because Andre Berto is not Terrence Crawford, and that's exactly what he says. You never fought me. You fought what you want to pretend to be me, but we all know that Berto, it wasn't, you know, it was done. He was over. Come on. I mean, you've seen that. Right? Am I wrong? I'm sorry, Matt. Go ahead. Fucking Bama boy. He's always in the chat, though. He's a good guy.
Digressing to the very serious event that's happened today, very recently, right before we went on air, actually. Fatalities reported in Manchester. at a concert. There is actual talks of it maybe affecting the Kell Brook-Earl Spence fight, but obviously that's not the main point. Lives were lost, unfortunately. Thoughts and prayers from everyone here at TBV to everyone there in the UK. We hope everyone is safe, that is still there. We hope those who did it are caught and full justice prevails. We know that this isn't that platform. We are the escape to that stuff. We come here, you guys come here, so we don't have to talk about that stuff. And I hope that this show did that, that, you know, when you went on the news tonight, you saw that information and then jumped on TBV to get away from it, because that's what we use it for. We use this platform to get away from those real world situations that we do need to get away from time to time. I know that was a serious point, you know, sorry to sort of, you know, address it, but don't I feel
worry,
like
I'm going to digress for everybody and change the pace. Someone in the chat said, forget that bum crap Ford. Not Crawford, get it? No, he didn't fucking get it.
I got it, but Crawford. I mean, that's just like, that's so much worse than Bum Lufkin, right? That's so much worse.
No, Bum Lufkin actually has a good ring to it. You got to admit it. I don't know if it's because I am the host and have heard him repeatedly say it, or because it really does have a nice ring to it. Like, it was a pretty cool, you know, it's like FloMo, you know, that sound, that always, like, it's not like that sounds awkward. It's like, oh, FloMo, yeah, that makes sense. Pactar, oh, yeah, that makes, you know what I mean?
Just because, like, when you repeat a word so much within a community, it
starts to make sense, right?
it becomes a vernacular of that community. It becomes a part of the lexicon of that community. I think Bum Lufkin became that in TBV, at least. I don't know about outside of it.
Yeah, not outside, because, boy, outside you might get jumped saying that. I don't know.
But, like, Gif Lufkin, that's another good one.
Gif Lufkin? Damn, I didn't hear that one.
Fight Doctor has a couple good ones about Lufkin. I have to admit that. Even though they're all wrong, they're all just untrue. But Gif Lufkin and Bum Lufkin are just too good.
All right, this is not TBV Overtime. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
I am Matt Hunter, the co-host, co-producer. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. Mixed Combat Radio is my MMA podcast, Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Peace.